Hey, welcome to the Diary 101 podcast. I am your host, Aka Kandola Kandopre, also known as Aka. I think one of my favorite episodes is always going to be one I record with all my friends. Anytime I get a chance to get everybody on a call with me, or get everybody in the same city with me while recording. But for this one, it's kind of different. So we said, oh no, we're gonna record an episode in Prague. I wish that was fun, but Prague was the busiest time of our life and we forgot. So with that, I am so excited to host the girls, my friends, for something I like to call the Passport Series. So the Passport Series is just a collection of different stories and my way of getting my friends to be on my podcast anytime I want them to be. With that being said, we're switching it up a little bit. I will not be a host on this one, but I will be somebody having conversations with her friends, and I will have somebody, one of my friends, host us. I'll let herself introduce herself and take over this whole conversation. So, hey, Liva, this is your turn.
Hello, everyone. How are you all doing? I am Liva Zaman from Pakistan, and I am the co-host today. So, let's move to the other participants and see what they have to tell about themselves first. So, how are you, Farin Sodgar? I would like you all to introduce yourself a bit.
Okay. Hi, Liva. This is an interesting change, a great one. And hi, everyone. It's always really amazing to just be on this platform. Shout out to you, Aka, for being super consistent. Happy 1 year anniversary plus now. So just a huge congratulations for the amazing work you've done with the podcast. I've seen the personally, I've seen how the podcast has grown, and I'm really excited for you. And I'm excited to do this with some of my favorite people in the world.
Hi, everyone. This is Soto. I'm from Mongolia, and I'm very excited for this podcast or any meeting or any conversations we have together. And also, I want to send greetings to all of our other sisters. Yeah,
Aka, you are doing an amazing job. So let's move to the questions. So we went to Prague in early January. So tell me, guys, how did you feel when you found out that we all are going to Prague and meeting there soon? So Farin, let's start from you. How did you feel?
I like to say my trip to Prague was the much needed reset I needed. How did I feel when I found out we're all going to Prague? First of all, I was just really excited. I think we found out later on last year and started preparing for our trip, but I think for me one of the most exciting things was, for the longest time we had been trying to set how we're gonna meet, and we've been talking virtually amongst ourselves here, but amongst our different Susie sisters, about how it'd really be nice to come back into the system and just meet each other. So having that actually looks so close, and no less in a beautiful city like Prague, and having just the opportunity to kind of get a refresh and a restart almost close to 2 years later of the amazing spark that kind of started this whole journey and shifted my focus on leadership and a lot of things. For me, it was really exciting. And the best part was, it was at the beginning of the year. It was almost like a reminder to keep going, right? And just do it. And yeah, I think I have so much to say about it. But in a nutshell, really, it was exciting, but also something that was much needed. I didn't realize how much I actually needed it, and how much the system, like we called it, was just such a big part of my life and my leadership journey. I was really, really have been grateful. Even in our planning towards it, really grateful. And I got to travel some of my favorite sisters from Zambia. So that as well was such an amazing journey. So I think every part of it was just grateful. Every moment, we had some interesting moments with Aka at the embassy. Ones which are obviously we'd laugh about offline, right? But every step of the way, it's we've been grateful all along.
I'll go. I think I thought when we had, like, we're all confirmed and we're all going to Prague, because we didn't tell each other we're applying, so it was like kind of a surprise. It felt good to kind of put everybody in one space and just say, I'm tired of speaking to you individually. We're all meeting, the eight of us in Prague. Let's have a WhatsApp group, a Prague WhatsApp group, and let's start talking about stuff. And I think that was exciting. Just from the beginning, we said talking about stuff before we traveled. We decided some of the places we wanted to go, some of the activities. I don't even think we did a lot of our activities, but then I guess we hanged out together. My favorite thing about arriving in Prague was me seeing Ulaiba at the airport, and we were going through custom. And I was like, oh my goodness, Ulaiba. And we just had, like, we're far apart, but I was so excited to see you. Like, I was with Hatna, but I was just like, that's Ulaiba. Let's call her. Yeah, I think just being able to be with everybody was fun. So it was earlier, but I think it was such a wholesome moment that I didn't realize I needed. Like, I missed the girls. Like Farin said, to the beginning of the year, all I needed was a girls trip. I always say this to people, Prague was just a girls trip. We had so much fun. Yes, we learned a lot, but half of us, you and Leib and I, would go out in the night. I'm just saying, like, we had so much fun, and we needed that for ourselves, because it's hard to find the relationships we have. And that doesn't say we don't agree. Like, we have different personalities, obviously. But we needed that for ourselves. Just, it's like you meet your friends from different countries and you already know each other. I think that was also the nicest thing about Prague. We didn't have to start from scratch like we did in the US. In Prague, we knew that that's my friend. I'm going to hang out with my friends. But also you can hang out with other people. I realized, like, I had so much fun with other people so much, but it's just for me. I said this to you guys so much. I just wanted to be around you guys more and have more fun with you guys than I with other people. So yeah, it was really what I needed.
Yeah, you guys are completely right. It was so refreshing to reconnect with everyone. So, like, for me, when I came to know about Prague, I was really excited and curious at the same time, because first of all, I wanted to get back into the system and connect with my Susie sisters and to, like, talk about our experiences and the vast backgrounds we all have come from. Secondly, like, I am a literature student and I am a lot into Kafka. You guys know about that, right? So I was really excited that, okay, I'm going to the city of Kafka, finally. So yeah, I was really excited to visit Prague in that sense as well. So as you told that, we were not aware that who got selected from the other countries and the cohorts. So I guess I came to know about who else is going there, I guess, just 10 days ago. So I went to different shops to shop for earrings according to everyone's personality. So I was very happy that I'm going to Prague. And this time I know the people there. I know about the bond, and this time our bond will take a more refreshing turn. So I was really happy in that sense. So yeah, Prague. This time for Prague, I was super excited, because not only I knew that I'm going to learn new things, but also I was well aware that I will get the chance to reconnect and rekindle my old friendships with people from various parts of the world. So yeah, that was really an excited moment for me. So what about you, Sodo?
Yeah, for me it's also the same. I was very surprised by the first meal. I didn't really expect it at all, and I think it was like around the beginning of October, I think. And I'm not even lying, because throughout the whole September, I don't know why, but I was talking about Czechia with my mom, my parents, my friends a lot. Meiru is like on my feeds everywhere. But I didn't really plan anything to go to Prague in soon. But then I just got the mail that there will be a workshop opportunity in the Prague, and I was like, I had goosebumps. I was like, oh my god, it's like destiny or something like that. And the great thing is that also how we already have connections, we already created this safe space. So even though it's a new place, new city, it doesn't feel something that's not unfamiliar. It was very, very warm, very safe, very familiar. And I think that was the best part, actually. Being with the people you love and you're very close to in a new environment, it was truly a great, great opportunity to just have fun and also learn a lot. Yeah, I think it was like, I didn't really question anything whether it will be good or not. I was 100% sure it will be an amazing memory, and it didn't disappoint.
I feel so though you have manifested this trip, and I was also 100% sure this time that I'm going to have an amazing experience. So moving towards the next question, how was the airport meeting up for you? So can I start first? So okay, I'm starting first. So like for me, the airport meeting, I had my last exam on 3rd of January, and my flight is in the morning of 5th January. So it was, you can say, a refreshing start after my exams as well as a new air treat. And I was kind of exhausted because I have been studying for the past 1 week. So when I reached the Dubai airport, I saw Anusha from a distance. There were other girls from other cohorts and from our and from different countries, obviously. So it was really nice to talk to them at the Dubai airport. And then there were girls from India, from the 2024 cohort. So we talked about how was their flight and what are their plans in the Prague. So yeah, it was really nice to be with the people. And when I saw Hatna and Akka from a distance in the lane, I was so happy because it reminded me of the time that we spent in USA at the University of Kansas. So yeah, it was really a beautiful memory of me at the Prague airport. Akka, what about you?
I feel like I kind of touched on this. For me, I was late, so that kind of stressed Farin out. She was calling and calling and calling, and I'm like, hey girl, I'm on my way. So Farin was not very pleased with me when we were in Zambia, but hey, she got over it. That was the first thing. Like, I'm always late, so I was late for the airport. Not really late. I don't think that counts as late, but yeah, in Farin's world, that's late. So I was a little bit that's late to Farin. Anyway, I was a little late at the airport in Zambia. Then we had good seats, and I slept all my way to Doha, Qatar. And at Qatar, we also met some of our friends from different cohorts. I knew that Hatna would be at the same airport at the same time with me, with us, because we're all going to Prague together, Czech Republic. So we texted, and I was like, oh guys, Hatna is somewhere around here. She's at the garden. Let's go. So we went to take pictures and meet Hatna, and I didn't see Hatna. So one thing about the trip was I had purple hair. So what a risk, ne? Okay, but it's not a risk if you know me, but I was so nervous. So my friend was, Faith was taking pictures of me, and Hatna saw me. She didn't know it was me, but she saw the purple hair, and she just came running and hugged me, and we started jumping. And I feel like that's like my favorite meetup at the airport. It's like we were jumping, we were hugging, we took good pictures. I was so happy. On the flight to Prague, I was seated next to her. I slept. Like, it was such an experience I needed, if I'm being honest. Like, oh my goodness, we're here, we're going. And I feel like the airport meetup meant that Actually, my friends are here and I can't wait to hang out with my friends. And that just made it a real sense. And one thing I loved about Daha was, you know how we always open doors for each other and we're always holding hands and always doing this? We did that in Daha. Like, we're all waiting for each other. Like, oh no, we're all going, we're all sisters. It wasn't just, oh, we're all going, that's Farin and I and Hatna. We're like, we're all together, we're all going to Prague and we're all going to hold hands and do this together. So that was something I enjoyed. Then I did see you and I talked about it earlier. But then afterwards, we went through customs and then we got to see each other at the other end. And now we're screaming. I'm like, oh my goodness, Anu, Charmaine, Liva. Now we're hugging. Like, it was such a full moment. And I think I had so much fun. I had so much, there was so many stuff happening in the background anyway. But I like the fact that we're riding the cars together, we're figuring out how to get the airport. I wasn't figuring out anything. I was just being carried through this whole process, but which is something I'm very grateful for, honestly, to all of you, to carry me through the process, because I am never ready for anything. So yeah, it was such a hopeful moment, and just seeing everybody together, that felt real. That's when I said to actually realize that we're all here. And yeah. So what about you, Farin?
Of course, yes. Aka has a very interesting way of just, I was like, Aka, where are you? Okay, but the airport was interesting. I think it was in the evening. So it was like literally after a long day, but also I think I was a little, if you guys know me and you know that I am very, because of my personality type, I like to know things before, have like, almost have a sense of control of how things are going and things like that. So yeah, I was kind of like, okay, oh my god, I hope everything goes as planned and nothing, but it was really great to hear some of the girls saying they're getting there. Some were getting stuck because of the weather, so that was at the back of my mind. I'm like, I hope the weather is great in Qatar. But at the airport, I was with the Zambian girls, and it was just amazing, right? Obviously Aka, Faith, and Victoria, who was from an earlier cohort. And then we got to Qatar, and it really took me back to about 2 years ago, just being back in Qatar with the girls, and just being back in that space was surreal. And then we met Hatna and the other girls, and the funny thing, I remember telling a joke to Faith and telling her, It's almost like you can tell who a Susie sister is before you even introduce. Can be like, these ones were going together to Prague, and almost always when you're like, hi, are you going to the Susie workshop? Everyone's like, yeah, because there was just like a buzzing energy. There was almost like across different cohorts, there's almost a way Susie sisters held up themselves. And then when we eventually got to Prague, just seeing everyone else, I remember seeing Anu on the line, and then us trying to call each other, and then we kept missing each other on the line. And I saw Liva and I saw everyone else. I'd been talking to Soto and she's like, I'm here, and the airport is amazing. I mean, and the hotel is amazing, but it's cold, and I don't like the cold, guys. I really don't. It was beautiful, but I don't like cold. It was really interesting, but I think the airport also just added on to the experience. It added on to the experience, and I feel like everything came together and just worked out together. But the airport experience in itself, just the feeling of meeting with each other and the feeling of coming back, the anticipation of it's almost here, was just beautiful throughout. Yeah. So what about you? You reached earlier, so, and I would love to hear how your experience was.
Yeah, I think I was like the second girl to arrive in Prague, I think. And I didn't really have any reunion at the airport, but I was still, so I came here alone. The students from Mongolia, they all came together, but I had a different flight. And throughout, like when I was getting near to Prague, I was always very aware of any girls who are similar to my age, because I was hoping they would be also for the workshop. But sadly, no, when I was coming here, I didn't really meet anyone. And the first person I met was at the hotel. And her name is Chinar. She is from Turkmenistan. And she was the first girl to arrive for the workshop. And I think we arrived like 4 hours earlier than the most of the girls. And I was very happy because it also gave me an opportunity to develop new friendship, sistership with other participants as well. And yeah, even though I didn't really have a reunion at the airport, I'm very grateful for that few hours with Chinara as well. It was very fun. But that time, going to Prague, I had my longest flight. It was 15 hours and 20 minutes flight. And I slept through the whole thing. And the thing is, when I went back to Japan from Prague, I had okay, I'm gonna share this. I had an experience. It was so weird. Maybe you guys are very familiar with this, but I wasn't. So I had a flight from Prague to Austria, to Austria to Beijing, and Beijing to Japan. So three flights, right? Like I was like, okay. And then I mean, it was exhausting, but you know, everything was going quite smoothly and everything was on time, so I didn't really worry about much. But then when I landed in Beijing, the people were guiding me to domestic flights. And I was, you know, I'm supposed to go to Japan, but they were like leading me to domestic flight area. And I was very surprised. But I asked many staffs and they were like, no, you should go there. And then I was waiting for a flight, and the TV, the screen for that area had like Beijing to Dalian, which is another city in China, and then Beijing to Sendai, Japan, which is also my flight. And I was like, okay, maybe they're flying from this area. And I went to that flight, and it's supposed like approximately 5 hours flight, I think. And I was, you know, I would imagine in 5, 6 hours I would be home, I would be in the city. And I slept, and then I just shut my eye, and I feel like I slept for like 20, 30 minutes. And I saw the time, and it was 2 hours, and we already landed. I was surprised. I was like, why did we land? And I look out the window. I was in a very European-themed city. It was not Japan. And then like people were getting off the plane. Everybody was like so calm. They were like, I don't think there were many foreigners there, and it's a domestic flight, and I was so surprised. And I asked the staff like, "Where am I?" And she was like, "No, please get off the plane." And the flight was, I think that certain flight had to land in that Dalian city to get to Sendai. Somehow that day or that certain flight had that specific schedule or something, and I had to wait in Dalian for a few hours as well. I was very scared. And then from Dalian, I went to another plane and flew from there to my city, to Japan. I didn't have any idea of which plane, which gate, which seat. It was just hope and faith. I mean, I got here, but it was crazy. But at that point, I was very tired, exhausted. I was like, you know, China is close to Mongolia. I was like, if something happens, I'll just go back to my home. But yeah, fortunately, everything just came together at the end. I don't know what happened, but I think someone was like made a mistake of scheduling or something, and I was the only person who had to go through that flight schedule on my plane.
That's
So yeah, I had a
crazy.
little. That is
Yeah.
crazy. I had a little heart attack, but
Oh,
I was too tired to have a complete heart attack. But I was like, okay, I'll see where it goes.
I've been laughing the whole time, but that sounds scary. I'll still laugh at you, but whoa.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you survived.
Thank you
That's
so much.
actually
I'm
amazing.
glad to.
There's something about shared disaster, but like the fact that you're alone and like all that, ish, no, kudos to you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think the only reason I went through that successfully is because I was too tired to react, you know. If I had some energy, I would have done something, at least call my parents or something. But I was too tired. I was like, okay, I'll just see how it goes.
Yeah. You decided to endure it, right?
She was very adaptive. She's an adaptive leader.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That's what we have been learning.
He went to the rooftop and said, observing the dance. Wow, Sodo, I would have screamed. I would have called Jaden. Jaden, I'm
the real life practice.
You are the definition of what we learn.
So, the adaptive leaders, what was your favorite thing in Prague? Sodo, please tell, what was your favorite thing in Prague?
Well, it's hard to choose just one, but the first thing that came up in my mind was the breakfast. I really enjoyed the breakfast.
This time it was really nice.
And also it's a great opportunity to talk to people. It was very easy to network. Very easy.
Yeah.
Apart from food, I really liked, like, among our year 2023, even though I don't remember the names or the countries, but I do remember their faces. And then they also, like, when I look at them, they also look at me, and then they also remember me, health. And it's very easy to complete that friendship. How it ended, not ended, but how it was paused in DC 2 years ago, and picking it up in Prague, it was very easy, very natural, and kind of cement your connection with those girls, even though we didn't have a chance to spend much time. But even now, the connections and friendship is growing stronger online, so that was something that I also feel very grateful for, like second chance to meet those amazing women. What about you, Laiba?
Well, you're right that we got the opportunity to talk to girls from the other universities, and it was so nice that although I wasn't in much touch with them after our DC interaction, but we have I guess developed a kind of bond that whenever we looked at each other, we felt a sense of sisterhood, and that's how we all got connected. So one of my favorite memory or favorite thing in Prague was reconnecting with those people and talking about how life has been after we had left DC. Other than that, my favorite memory or thing in Prague is when we all went to visit Kafka's Head, and you all cooperated with me a lot. So that's a very beautiful memory that I share with you all. And I also told it to my parents, that how we all walked for almost 15 minutes with our ice creams in our hands and like trying to navigate where that Kafka's Head is. So that's one of my most favorite thing in Prague. So Farron, what about you? What did you like the most in Prague?
I really enjoyed the nightlife in Prague. I think the city just comes alive at night, and it's just beautiful. Wow. To see.
Mm-hmm.
Like how it comes alive and how there's so much to do. I really love the bridge and the Christmas night market. The bridge, I was freezing, but I enjoyed being there. There was just a sense of serene, and I don't know, there was just a sense of, I don't know, the fresh air was just, I don't know what it was, but it was just beautiful to be there. And the night market was just really pretty. I think I spent more moments enjoying the views that I even did taking pictures, and that says a lot, because I feel like at some point you actually remember, like, oh, you know what, I have to capture this and remember it. But there's just something about the city that becomes a part of you. So, yeah.
Yeah, there was a strange serenity on the Charles Bridge. It was really beautiful. Akka, tell me about your experience in Prague.
And the Charles Bridge was cold, guys. We were freezing. Yes. We were about to die.
Okay. We had to go to a cafe. We were running to find...
I know you guys are downplaying it, but... guys, we almost died that night. My favorite thing is the morning walk. Me eating my breakfast real quick and leaving you all and just survey my environment. I'm so glad my brain, I didn't have a map, but my brain works in a certain way that I can remember landmarks. And yeah, I got lost a few times, but I could remember landmarks and I was visiting different places. So yeah, I think that was my favorite. But I also think the first day when we had like a reunion at breakfast with everybody, that felt good. I was so happy to see Avantika at breakfast. So I think that was one of my favorite moments. And just connecting with everybody else, like Sodo said, we remember each other from DC, but we're not close. But because we have a shared experience of DC and we follow our work online, it was like, oh my god, that's my girl. That's my girl from this country. That's my girl from that country. And I feel like that just put everything together. I was so excited. Thank you so much for all of you to go into the museum with me. I kind of feel like half of you were forced. But we all knew I love museums. And we're like, we're going to the museum. Also, I liked the nightlife and walking. I didn't know that we're going to see that rotating head because of LIBA. I just knew the rule was no one was leaving anyone behind. Yeah. So it didn't matter if you're upset or irritated by your friends. Everybody would be like, yeah, sure, you're upset. Nice, you're going to walk it out though. I think I'm grateful for that because I would get irritated a lot or get more emotional. Then everybody would be like, okay. Yeah, now the direction says we're going back this side and somebody's going to drag you to go. And so I'm really grateful for that. I think the nightlife was fun. And I did a lot of night walks with Liba. Liba, shout out to you. I'm grateful that you would randomly go walks with me and we would get lost.
I have questions. What time were you? Because we'll go out and next thing Liba will be out again.
Yes, with Akka.
Yes. I love night walks.
Because everybody would go, I'm so tired, I want to sleep. Liba. Then I'm like, I'm hungry. Liba, do you want to go for a walk? Yes. I have not gone to this place. Like, let's go, Akka. And would go and would meet people and would find people drinking, smoking and all that thing. And would get lost. And I'm like, Liba, let's just go back the same way we came in.
Yeah.
And then would talk things out. And it would be so much fun. So yeah, I really am grateful that I solidified my relationship with Liba because of that. But also one fun thing was Sodo and I got back from one of our group activities and we sat in her room on the floor for 2 hours. And we were first venting, then we started talking about everything in general and it just got fun.
Yeah.
So I think that's like one of my favorite things was like sitting on the floor with Sodo. And I don't think we've done that all time, but in Kansas we had moments like that where Sodo and I would go for a walk. But I'm glad we had our moment as well to just say, I missed you, and I would vent at Sodo. Then she goes like, you're doing great, baby. Like honestly, Liba and Sodo. Yeah. You guys kept me going. Really
yeah, I still remember that like during our night walks I was always the confused one and she was the smartest among both, and she used to say, okay, we have came from this path, we will go on the same one, and I was always the confused one. Oh, should we turn in that direction or this one? So I was saved by Akka multiple times and I'm grateful for that.
Akka
guided us throughout the trip. Like she knew she was keeping us all safe and together.
All you need is a buddy.
Because we're always good with a buddy, right?
Yeah, always good with a buddy. Oh my goodness, I miss them saying that to our face.
So guys, did you miss your parents while on your trip or not?
No.
Anka? No? Alright.
Okay. For the first time, I wish my dad's not listening to this, but I really didn't, to be honest. I was just like, when I came back, I was like, I missed you, but I really just enjoyed being in the moment. I think the first time I really did miss them, but coming back, it was almost like understanding how important this moment was and knowing that, look, I'm gonna come back, I will. So yeah, no, not really.
Oh, by the way guys, when I meant parents, now I'm taking you back. When I meant parents, I miss, did you miss Jaden, Lindsay, Dr. Mary, Dr. Alicia? So you remember in the US, we'd call them our parents because they knew everything. They kept us in check, they had our schedule. So they were like more of our parents. So yeah, not our parents' parents, but those parents. Like, did you miss them? That's what I meant. Now I get it. Yeah. So did you miss the team? Our parents?
Oh yes, 100%. The thing is, now that we're so close, you know, we all know each other, even when we were together, we were also aware of how much we would miss each other when the workshop ends. So it is always like a little bit of bittersweet in the back of my mind, but still it is so great to see everyone. And I feel like it may seem like we haven't changed and everything, but also sometimes, like, just for one moment, we also feel, wow, we have grown a lot. And like every moment, every conversation, each word meant a lot to me from the team. It was truly something that kept me encouraged. I feel supported and loved. And yeah, it truly feels like it's a kind of like a family gathering. And also Jaden, you know, she's amazing, she's perfect, and just all props to her. How about you girls?
Do you remember when we returned back from US, they gifted us our pictures with a small book. So that book had small handwritten notes from each member of the team. So I remember that when I returned back and I read them, my heart was so full because the points that were written by Dr. Alicia, Dr. Mary, Jaden, Lindsay, they all were so beautiful. And I felt that they have written them with their hearts and the compassion, the empathy, and the way they believed in us. It was really beautiful. And they presented it via their words. So after like returning here, and then when I was like working and studying here in my country, I realized that how their compassion and how their problem solving skills have guided me in my academic and professional life. So when I came to know about Prague, I was really excited to meet them again. And I was so happy when we all met in the room where they were giving us our room keys and our small backpacks. And when we saw each other, we were like screaming and there were tight hugs and you can say a brief, not introduction, but a very warm welcome from them. So I felt that we always had this connection between us, and I really missed how they were really concerned about us. And when we get to Prague, I am like really grateful that we have reunited again, and they are the people that will forever be cherished by me. So Farron, what about you?
I really, really did. I actually did. I think I developed a relationship with all of them that's unique, and I'm really grateful. I think throughout my project, they had really helped. For example, Lindsay is someone I'm really, really close to, and I think our relationship went even like past Kansas, right? She was a parent there, and everyone on the team was a parent. And she was the person I would do vents to. Like, we have monthly sessions till now. I have monthly coaching and mentorship sessions with her. But also, there's an opportunity for me to vent and just tell her everything I feel about. Like, it's an opportunity for me to just put down the weight and just say, oh, leadership is not the easiest. And just say all the things at my chest. And I don't have to always get it right. I think one of the things I'm grateful for the team is they showed us that we don't always have to get things right. But at the same time, it's almost like they always thought about everything for everyone. But they were considerate of the different people that we were, our personalities and how we show up as well, and they try to make room for that for everyone. And each one of them is just amazing. The things they do is amazing. You know, you'd wonder if we've got the same 24 hours. But yeah, I really did miss them. I think I appreciated them more when I left, because there was a recognition of how powerful and impactful they had been to each of us individually and collectively. So yeah.
I think for me, it was so good. Like, Lindsay and I are pretty close. Like, Lindsay is so good at cultivating relationships, and it's so hard to catch Dr. Mary and Dr. Alicia, but they're like that. Those are like our main parents, the people that were always there but always led us to create our own systems. When we're in the US, I didn't understand why they didn't spend so much time with us, but I understand now when we left and the type of relationships we had, I understood that if they were always there, it meant we're being managed by them and didn't have time to grow and create our own relationships. So when I saw them in Prague, at just getting in, it was so good because we all knew that, we all knew what they liked and did not like. They all knew our personalities. They've experienced us before. So I think it was so easy to navigate us. And again, like Soto said, it's already a safe space. You just, if you've experienced them already, you already know that they're already a safe space. So that just in general was walking into a room and hugging everybody, like screaming and happy. Like, we were happy to see ourselves, but we were happy to see them too, because it's so hard to find people that create and love you, create a space that you feel safe and loved. Like, you see safe, loved and seen, right? And that's the whole experience. And I think all institutes do that because we all have the same energy. I always say it's hard to find a sussy girl that's a mean girl or a sussy girl you don't like, because it's like we're brought up from the same roots and you have the same spirit. So it was so good. I missed everybody so much because I have like different relationships with all of them. I always like having my me time with Dr. Mary because it's hard to catch her on any day. You can catch her via email, she said, but she's a busy lady, so it just felt good to see her. And she's amazing because how is she present? She's always present for everything. She knows everybody's name. How they know everybody's name is amazing.
Yes.
And it's like, how do you know all of us? And it's like everybody has a special place in their heart. And I think that's what makes it amazing. It's like, you can never think you are the specialist. I do think we all hold different places at different degrees, but they never show it. They show you you're equal. They show you that you're loved, and they do this other stuff. But so, yeah, I just felt so good because it's hard to find such a system in the place I'm living, Faring North, that. So I try my best to be around Faring and Faith, because the more you talk to them, the more you feel that sense that you got from our experience collectively, because they also have that same energy and spirit. And yeah, so it felt good. I was so excited to see everybody. And yeah, shout out to Jaden. Jaden does the most for us, and I love her so much. I always love how, no matter what happens, we all have like a moment for Jaden and we'll be screaming her name, because I think without Jaden, a lot of things won't work out. Like, it's a team sport with Jaden in it. It's different.
Jaden always has a solution. She always has a solution. She's so smart.
Don't go to anybody else but Jaden. Don't feel well, go to Jaden. You're missing something, go to Jaden. If you go to everybody else, they'll be lost. But Jaden has an answer for everything. And I'm just like, oh. Yeah, so yeah. I think that was like one of my favorite things. It's just hugging everybody. And I remember us walking into that room and screaming. Like, we're all screaming. Yeah, but they're telling you, please fill in this. You know, I didn't even read what they told us to fill in and sign. But we're all screaming. So it was such an amazing experience.
Also, now, even we're apart, even we're not together, or like it's been a while or something, even so, like Dr. Alicia also said this, we also like catch ourselves channeling those people sometimes. If I'm struggling, sometimes I would think, what would Jaden would do? What would Dr. Lindsay would do? And then that really helps to navigate things smoother and better, and maybe gives me a space to see things from afar in the big picture. And even so, like, yeah, it's with Dr. Mary, Dr. Alicia, Dr. Lindsay, and Jaden, like, they're all four of us. They truly raised us. They truly guided us to become the people that we are today. And I think I'm very thankful for all the changes that I have been through, and now it truly makes me feel like maybe I can do this. Maybe I have the things that I need to get through this. And if I don't feel like that, I would think, what would they would say to me? What they would suggest for me? So it's very, very great. Sometimes I don't really feel alone.
Yeah.
So, and I feel... I'm sorry, Liva. Just to add on what Soto was saying. I think going to Prague, I had so many doubts on the things I wanted to do, right? And like Soto said, it's hard to find people that believe in you to the extent they believe in us collectively. Like, we believe in ourselves, but they believe in us and they have a different picture, and they foresee a lot of stuff. Yeah. Or they know how to channel that energy. I think one of the things I said was, I've had so much doubt in the things I want to do and the direction I want to go. But with them now, just that interaction, that short interaction, I said to believe in a lot of stuff I wasn't believing in. I said, I've come back to doing a lot of stuff that I did not plan to do. But also, I came back and I rested and I decided, oh, like, I'm going to just take a break and do this and do that. But it was just like from that energy where I tell something to Dr. Mary and she says it, oh, you should do that. That's a smart idea. Like anybody. And that's not just from our institute, right? We also had like really great support from other directors and institute leaders where I don't even know how they know us, but they're like, oh my goodness, Aka, it's been a while. I look at your work. And I'm like, you are not part of my institute, but they know you, kind of thing. So so much grace and love we should all just give to them, honestly. They do such an amazing job. And I hope they'll be able to do it in the future.
It's so pleasant that we have cultivated such trustable and beautiful places in each other's heart. So Prague was a very wonderful experience for all of us. So what is something that you have learned from your experience in Prague? So Soto, what about you? What's one thing that you have learned from your experience in Prague?
Well, I think I've learned a lot, but one thing that I always think, it's in my mind like almost daily, is that to be more open to receive anything. It can be a good experience, bad experience, something that I don't want to do, because leadership journey is not very always nice and glam. Most of the time, it truly makes you feel like you're about to die. It truly makes you feel overwhelmed. It's not really an emotionally or mentally pleasant thing to go through. But even so, just the fact that to be more open to receive bad or good, it kind of gives me certain control over my reactions. I think it's just even in this journey, you know, I can't control everything. I can't control what will happen, how things will turn out, and mostly it's teamwork, so it doesn't really rely on one person. But just to be more open and just to know how to react, I think it kind of gave me a sense of a little bit of control, healthy control that I kind of forgotten throughout the other not so good experiences I've had before. But Prague really made me feel like, you know, it can be good or it can be bad, but just to be open, just to be ready, just to be receive anything that comes in your way, things will work out. And even if it doesn't, it will work out in the future, because during the sessions in the workshop, compared to my experience in 2023 and my current self, I have more experience now. So even with the failings, the rejections and everything, it was useful for me and also my other sisters during the sessions. I was actually feeling very glad that I went through those kind of things. Thanks to those kind of things, I have something to share and help and support other participants from different countries, different years, and it was something to just to think from a different perspective. And I was very glad that, you know, my failures, my rejections can be helpful for others. So now it kind of gives me hope that maybe in the future it will be useful in a very wonderful way. Yeah. How about you, Farron?
So many amazing lessons from my experience, but I think my biggest lesson was really how sometimes all you need is to like detach for a minute to take in everything. I feel like sometimes especially when you're really passionate about the work you do and all the girls are doing really amazing stuff, sometimes because we're taking in and trying to change the world in our own small big ways, it's so easy to take everything on and feel so overwhelmed that we don't realize that we've made progress, right? It almost feels like you're chasing the next chasing the next deadline, or you're trying to. And sometimes you sell yourself short because you feel like you're not doing enough, you're not helping enough. And it almost feels selfish to do something for yourself or take a break or actually enjoy yourself. But the trip to Prague reminded me that to do the work that we do, to do the work that, or just be who we are, sometimes it's okay to take a, to like disconnect and take it all in. Like take it all in and kind of outside looking in. And you realize that even the times you thought you hadn't done much, even the times you thought, oh, I shouldn't have taken that break, all that helped to build this amazing thing. And even if you haven't done anything in a while, you being in that space of healing and being in that place of growing and learning because you want to get on to the next thing you want to do, that's okay too. So, yeah, I think for me, that was the biggest lesson. What of you,
I think for me, was meeting people where they are. I like being ambiguous about my life, and sometimes I feel like everybody should be, but nobody's like me, and nobody is going to be as ambiguous as I want to be. So for me, it's been meeting people where they are. There's so many moments where I was agitated and just needed my space. So, which meant that I would take morning walks just to reset. And like for me, it's hard for people to realize that I can't do crowds, even if it's a crowd of my friends or amazing people. I do better in small spaces. I do better with the closest people I love. So the fact that I wasn't sitting next to you guys, I had to interact with other people. I had to have small talk. Liba said something to me to say, Aka really isn't a small talk type of person. And there were moments when I needed to kind of practice my small talk and not go deep with people. And that's very exhausting. But I'm always like, I really need to learn how to do small talk. So yeah, it was meeting people where they are and just accepting that it's okay that I need a break from everything. Like, it's okay that I need to breathe for a minute. It's okay that I don't like you enough, and especially you guys. Like, I need space from you guys for a minute. Yeah, like, I had so many of those moments. And yeah, that's why I needed the morning talks, the morning walks, and just my time alone, and just me being quiet. But also, I learned that it's just a short period. You can endure. You can have less sleep. You can be, your energy can be at a 10 the whole time, and you can rest back home. So I also love that about myself. Because in the US, I would always say, I really need to sleep. I just want to sleep. Like, and that was not negotiable. Yeah, so that felt good. It felt really good, and I loved every minute of it. And yeah, it's meeting where people you are and having that energy at a 10 and giving my best to everybody I love and coming back home and just going back into my little shell was just okay. So yeah, it was a stretch, but I loved it. Liba?
So one thing that I learned from my experience in Prague is that the power of sisterhood, that despite our different backgrounds, we have the ability to connect with each other. And the women, they have the power to move the mountains, right? Also, last time when we were in America, I was just 20 year old. And I realized that now when I have grown up a bit and have become a little more mature, I realized that how to embrace my individuality and to use it as a tool to connect with people like betterly and to be more open-minded and flexible towards different people. Also, what I learned is about my own the pros and cons of my own personality and where I should work upon to like better connect with people. Although I feel like that sometimes I need a lot of me time where I love to listen to songs and be separated from people. But I realize that I should sometimes leave these things aside and like kind of try to connect more with people, because we only have brief moments with people, and people, like, we should give that time to those people. So yeah, I've learned this from my experience in Prague, that human, like, I should be more invested in human connections. Yeah. So,
and I want to add this. I don't know if you guys remember how the only person that didn't arrive was Avantika. But we all met in Anusha's room. And it was so good to have all of us, apart from Avantika, but we had we were all together and we were so excited. Like, we were exchanging gifts. I lost my gift the first night because that's me. But we were exchanging gifts. We were happy to see each other. And we were having moments where we're all just sitting, like, no one was so bothered. No one was in my space. Everybody was like, Come to my space. You don't have anyone to sit. You can sit next to me. You can lean towards me. I think that has to be like one of my moments where I think that was the first time we all were in the same space, and Avantika was not yet there, but we're all in the same space. And I think we all talked for like 15 minutes and we're just catching up and we're like, we're leaving. Let's change into things that are warm. Let's go out. Let's have fun. Yeah, I think that was like that. That's something. When I think of people wanting you so much in their space. And I feel like we all had that energy that we don't have so much time. And I really just want to hug you enough and kiss your face and just be in your face, because I know I'm going to miss you. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, remember when we had one of our dinners, and whenever somebody used to share their life achievement, we were all clapping. And it was so
funny. Yeah. And it's like one of the circle of friends where you're just happy. You're just happy that you're here. It's like, and that's the thing, right? Some spaces you need to do something to belong. And with us, and that's not just for the Prague trip, I think even just for everybody that wasn't there in general, everybody has the energy of you just being alive and you just being here is enough for us and we love you. And I think I kind of, if it was possible, I would have liked to have everybody from 2023, because I think it was going to be a very interesting dynamic, but fun to watch and interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, last but not the least question, what do you guys look forward to? So, Sodo, as your exams, as your defense is near, you can go ahead.
Thank you. There are many things that I'm looking forward to. The most, the one that I'm the worried the most, stressed the most is my my thesis. But it's not so near. I think. Well, I'm just trying to calm myself, saying that to myself. But next summer, I think I will be defending my master's thesis. So that is also one of the things that I'm looking forward to the most. But before that, within this year, I'm very looking forward to my project. Hopefully, at least the official public launch would be completed within this year. That's the one thing that I'm the most excited about this year. It's like on my vision board, it's on my laptop wallpaper, my phone wallpaper, everywhere. Apart from my project and my thesis, I kind of developed a bad habit because I still think we would see each other again. I don't know where, I don't know when, but I kind of, after Prague, I kind of developed this mindset that we will see each other again soon, somehow. I don't know how, but I'm still very, like, it kind of, my hope just increased a lot. It can be a little bit delusional even, but yeah, I'm always looking forward to see you girls in person, but also online. It's, you know, it's just sudden, this feeling of warmth and everything positive. So, I'm looking forward to meet you girls in the future soon. What about you, Aka?
Me too. I think one thing we didn't do this year was cry. I didn't cry, and I'm a crier. I didn't cry. And because just like you, I had the feeling that I'm going to see you again. We're all planning trips. Like, Sodo is on top of everything. She's like, you can come to Japan for this and this and this. And Liba, you're just like, hey, you can come to my house. I don't mind. So I really am looking forward to that. I plan to travel a lot. I'm manifesting my trips to see you guys as well. I'm really looking forward to that. I think, apart from it being a flex to having friends around the world, the flex is actually being able to fly and making that wish come true. Also, I'm looking forward to just getting my school stuff done. Having a leap of faith and trying something new is scary. It's been very scary for me to actually decide that I wanted to pursue my master's or something. And me saying it out loud is more scary. Makes it realistic. But I'm looking forward to that transition for myself. And making it a little closer, I'm looking forward to working on my business. I like the twists and turns it has this year. I like how it's looking for me. So I can't wait to just dive into it. I can't wait to form partnerships and whatever I'm thinking in my head, putting it on paper and actually doing it. So I always have like these big ideas and I have them on paper, but I don't actually do them. And ever since I got back from Prague, a lot of things are falling into place, I guess, in the right direction as well. And I'm actually seeing how this could be viable as a business. And also think, oh my goodness, how can this fail? It's one of the questions I'm asking myself, like, what are the reasons why this business can fail? And yeah, so asking that question is not a bad thing for me. I'm very deluded. So I need sometimes to just be a little bit realistic about a lot of stuff. So yeah, I can't wait to see you guys. I can't wait to go to school. But right now, I'm looking forward to just working on my business and just sharing more of myself to the world. I share myself with you guys, but I don't think I share myself with the world a lot. So just being able to believe that I'm that girl and I know what I'm doing and sharing myself with the world is something that I am working towards doing actively this year. So yeah, I can't wait. What about you, Farin?
I look forward to being... What do I look forward to? I think I look forward to pacing myself this year. Pacing myself. I think sometimes it's so easy to get caught up in everything and get overwhelmed. This year, it's got to be better. Definitely want to travel a bit more. I definitely want to explore the things that I love a little better. Yeah, this year's gonna be like my significant birthday. It's gonna be like my silver jubilee birthday, and I just intend to make it happen and make it work and just do things that I'm excited about, things that I love. And I really look forward to my project. This year I'm trying something new and experimenting on something new, so I'm really excited to see how that turns out. But also I'm excited about seeing everyone. I'm just really excited, and I have a feeling I'll be able to see everyone, or at least meet up with a couple of the girls a bit more this year. So yeah,
guys, all of this sounds really amazing, and I wish you all best of luck for your endeavors. So for me, one thing that I look forward to is maybe secure admission for a master's program, but I am a recent graduate and I still have 6 months in my hand. So I'm quite confused to which field to switch to. I want a field that is quite advanced or interdisciplinary, you can say, maybe computational linguistics. So nowadays I am trying to figure out which course or which certification I should get in order to advance myself in my subject. Other than that, I am also trying to find a job so that I could kind of fund my master's studies. So yeah, this is what I'm looking forward to nowadays.
Well, guys, that was such an interesting twist and turn for the podcast. I enjoyed that I wasn't hosting everybody. I am so excited that we got to do this. I got to speak to you guys and catch up. Before we go, I would like you guys to tell me, what was your favorite quote in Prague? I will start with Farin.
My favorite quote in Prague. Okay. It's not just my favorite quote in Prague. It's my favorite Madeleine K. Albright quote, because I think we model Madeleine K. Albright so much, and she's a G. I really loved her. But one of my favorite quotes is, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other. I think for me, it reminds me that there, you know, a lot of people always think that women have to fight each other, or women have to,
yes,
and help and support each other. But seeing how the girls would remind you in the morning and shower you with compliments and always support what you're doing and your journey reminded me that it is it is possible as well. So yeah, that's ultimately like one of my favorite quotes that was spoken about once again in Prague, but also my favorite Madeleine K. Albright. My second favorite Madeleine K. Albright.
Right.
Laiba?
So one of my favorite quotations, I put that on my Instagram story as well. And it's from a presentation of, I guess, Lindsay, I'm not sure. But it goes like, women plus peace negotiation is equals to increased opportunities for lasting global peace. And it makes a lot of sense because we all are trying to make peace in our communities. So yeah, that's my favorite quote.
Soda.
For me, it was, I think Christy said it in the beginning, in the opening of the workshop, and the quote is, people are fundamentally people. And I really love this quote because yeah. We are the, you know, we are proving this by being sisters together. You know, we are from different backgrounds, different countries, we speak different languages, but how we created this amazing, deep, sincere connections with each other. You know, it is possible and it happens. Not common maybe, but you know, we're very lucky to have this. And you know, I like to remind myself that people are fundamentally people. We're all the same. It's not really something that sometimes I tend to forget it. Yeah, especially when I'm in, when we get some disagreements or some different opinions, which is okay, but to remind yourself that people are fundamental people, it also reminds myself to be more open-minded and to also see the things that the others are trying to see. And also I want to share my second favorite, my second favorite is, they also said, call people in rather than call people out. And this quote is very, you know, call people in. It has purpose. It has integrity. It has empathy. It is very important message when you're working in a group settings. And it really made me feel like, made me realize the things that I have been doing wrong. Sometimes things that I lack in, and I really love these two quotes, and they have been helping me truthfully. So I'm very grateful for to learn from these words and also live with these words by being friends with girls.
I love it. My favorite quote was from the Czechia ambassador to America when she said, have the courage of a white mediocre man. I think we don't say this enough, and now I say this to other women around me whenever there's doubt, and I'm like, do you think a man would do that? Do you think a man would doubt that? Not that I'm trying to put men in a corner, but I'm always trying to remember, you'd be surprised the things men do. And as women, we don't say that to ourselves enough. And I had a whole thing on Friday when I was speaking. We were only two women, and I was the youngest. So the woman next to me was like, oh, I don't want us to go in front of people and speak. And we had other five or six men on the panel. And I said, did you ever see the men say, I'm not going to go in front of a crowd and speak? I was like, you're not going to embarrass women like this. So it's something I am actively reminding the women around me here, because I think it's something I needed to hear, to just say somebody with less skill set is doing better because they have courage. And sometimes all you need to have is the courage of a mediocre white man, and you're good. You're good. So yeah, that's my favorite quote. And as sad as it is, it's the end of today's recording. I am so grateful that you guys are here. We get to do this. I know it's been weeks later, but also I feel like it's settled in. We miss the girls that were not here. That's Avantika, Anusha, Charmaine, and Hatna. We love you guys so much, and I hope we represented you well. Yeah, I hope we represented you well. And anybody listening, I hope you guys had a sense of the type of community we have, and hope you find such a community for yourself. Hope you have friends that you can talk to, argue with, have fun with, travel with. I think that's just like something that we all need, and travel doesn't need to be abroad. Travel could be a movie, travel could be something local, but have your girls with different perspectives and have fun. I hope you learn something and share it with your friends. With that being said, I'm gonna let the girls come on and say bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for having us. Bye.
Thank you so much for Jeopardy. All right, guys. Bye. Love you guys. Bye.